heifers that went through Joplin, they sold at 380, the average statewide on those light five weight heifers at 369. And then some of those light seven weight heifers, we had a well of a stick out sale on some of those this week, a full load of 734 pound heifers at F&T Livestock Market sold for $344.75, the average statewide on those light seven weight heifers at $320.
To wrap things up, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were $2 lower and feeder pigs were steady. Demand was moderate for moderate offerings, and the weighted average for early wean pigs was 55.28, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs, 77.61. I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Feed.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News at 6 o'clock on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine and beer company, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else the Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch power fold deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A week after three L.A. County Sheriff's deputies were killed in an explosion at a training facility in East L.A., new information into what caused the blast and where the investigation is going now.
Investigators have now determined it was a grenade collected in Santa Monica that exploded and killed the three arson investigators. They had believed it was inert, but a second grenade they collected is now missing.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. A manhunt after an inmate was mistakenly released from a New Orleans jail. 30-year-old Khalil Bryan being urged to turn himself in, the Orleans Justice Center blaming human error. Jeffrey Epstein's former companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, now serving 20 years in prison for sex trafficking, finished 2 days of meetings with the Justice Department. Sources say she received limited immunity. President Trump has landed in Scotland, where he'll visit his golf course, but also meet with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, as well as the EU president. This is ABC News. It's more than halfway to the holidays, and already retail experts are warning shoppers to buy now.
Tariffs could end up being the Grinch this holiday season. Jackie Breyer is the editorial director of the Toy Insider and says more than 75% of toys sold in the U.S. are made in China. Her advice? Don't wait for Black Friday or Cyber Monday to buy, because availability may be limited.
If you see a toy that, you know, someone in your life would really enjoy, buy it now, because prices may go up.
Breyer also says tariffs could limit any chance of stores offering deep discounts. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Coast Guard came to the rescue of an 11-year-old in the San Diego Bay. They say the child was calling for help after their sailboat capsized. The Coast Guard pulled up, threw a life ring, and brought the child on board. The boat was towed to a pier, and the child was released to the father. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
Hey, rock and rollers, it's me, Phil Nee. I'm really here, and I'll be here Saturday night to ring the trivia bell, take your calls and requests, and have a great time. We'll be going back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s once again, stopping and parking for a time in the summer of 1979 when I was training for my great athletic prowess.
I want to get in shape because football practice is starting soon, so I'm going to run around the pig lot a couple of times here. Excuse me, Petunia.
Those were the days. WRCO Saturday night, kicking out the jams between 6 and midnight, courtesy of Center Cinema, Town Taxi, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Mastodon Records, Town & Country TV and Appliance, and Bindum Wealth Advisory Group, along with Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing. I hope that you'll come back with us and give us a call and join the party Saturday night on WRCO, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we have a pretty quiet and mild morning here across southwest Wisconsin. Meanwhile, south of the Badger State, flood watch is posted from southern Iowa up through northern Illinois, as a band of scattered heavy rain has been occurring there over the last 12 to 18 hours. That system will mostly bypass us to the southeast, could bring us a stray light shower or two in the southeastern tip of our area this morning, but that's about it. Meanwhile, heat is building as well. We've got heat advisories and watches out from northwest Wisconsin all the way through the Dakotas, south into Nebraska and Iowa. Another big cluster of heat watches and advisories from Texas and Oklahoma over toward the southeast part of the country. Our heat will be peaking as we head into Sunday and Monday afternoons. That's when the heat index has a chance of cracking 100 degrees or higher, so please be careful. There will be some likely rain chances in the early part of the week as a cold front moves in, and that'll bring some refreshing, comfortable air by Wednesday and Thursday. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly cloudy. Some isolated light showers are possible in the far south, the southeast part of the region this morning. A bit more sunshine later. Warm and sticky with a high near 85. Southeast wind turning southwest 4 to 8. Just a few clouds tonight and humid. Scattered fog, low 67. Chance of fog or low clouds tomorrow early. Then plenty of sunshine, becoming hot and humid, high 91, southeast to south wind 5 to 10. There is a 30% chance of thunderstorms late Sunday night, low 71. Monday, chance of showers and storms early, then partly sunny, very hot and humid, high of 94. The heat index could climb over 100. Chance of thunderstorms again Monday night into Tuesday. Tuesday's high 88. Wednesday, good chance of rain in the first part of the day, decreasing clouds later, high of 80. Sunshine and comfortable Thursday and Friday, highs around 79. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're currently up 1 degree from our morning low of 67. With hazy, partly cloudy conditions, we are at 68, following our high yesterday of 86. No precipitation to report yesterday, none to report today as well. The record high, well, it was warm back in 1940, 101. The record low, 60 degrees, cooler than that, 41 in 1962. 1 year ago, 81 was the high, 58 the low. Sunset today at 8:31, sunrise tomorrow at 5:46. The air is calm, the barometric pressure of 30.01, and as mentioned, no precipitation to report. The high yesterday was 86, the morning low 67. Under hazy, partly cloudy conditions, we're at 68 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Your local Napa Auto Parts stores in Richland Center and Boscobel have all the gear to keep your summer rolling. Get Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99 and freshen up with Little Trees 3-packs, 2 for $6. Need cleanup power? Sellers Blue Shop towels and crocodile cloths are only $19.99. Towing this summer? Get the Hopkins View Smart Trailer Camera for just $149.99. And for the finishing touch, grab Griot's Garage Wash and Wax. Stop into Napa in Richland Center or Boscobel and get the good stuff.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. We had hometown baseball on the radio last night as Mazamani traveled to Cazenovia. Phil Nee was there.
The Mazamani Mustangs picked up a 2-0 victory over the Cazenovia Reds in hometown baseball from Friday night. They scored a couple of runs on wild pitches in the fourth inning, and that's all it would take as the starting pitcher for Mazamani, Jacob Robender, went the distance, striking out four and walking one to get the victory. Aaron Hicks started the game for the Reds, and he worked a total of 3 1/3 innings, giving him three hits, striking out three and walking two. Sammy Clary finished the game, striking out three batters and giving up a couple of base hits. Leading hitters in the game for the Mazamani Mustangs, Hudson Barsness was 2 for 3 with a run scored. Tyler Flammy, 1 for 2, and Deshaun Barsness was 1 for 3. For the Cavs Reds, Isaac Jennings had 2 hits, 2 for 2. Garrett Jennings, 1 for 2, and Monty Jennings, 1 for 2. We should mention Garrett Jennings had a triple in the sixth inning. The Reds failed to score him after getting a triple with one out and unable to get back with the rally caps on late in the ballgame. As Mazamani wins a nightly game, and they improve in the standings overall now to 6-3, the Cavs Reds fall to 3-4. For Mazamani, they'll begin the Sunday League playoffs with a Northern Section home game against Reedsburg on Sunday. The Cavs Reds have one more game coming up in the Night League. That'll be against the Sauk Prairie next week. Once again, the final score, it was a 2-0 win for the Mazamani Mustangs. Visiting Cazenovia Memorial, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 5 left on. No runs, 4 hits, 1 error, and 5 left aboard for the Caz Reds. That's the story from Cazenovia for WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Mead.
The Milwaukee Brewers faced off against the Miami Marlins yesterday at American Family Field, and it was a tough outing for the home team. The Brewers fell to the Marlins 5-1, snapping their momentum and their winning streak despite entering the game with the best record in baseball. Jackson Chirio provided the lone spark for Milwaukee with a solo home run in the fourth inning. The Marlins broke the game open in the seventh with a 4-run rally, including a bases-clearing double by Otto Lopez and a sacrifice fly from Liam Hicks. Brewers starter Freddie Peralta took the loss. Miami's Cal Quantrill pitched effectively enough to earn the win. The Brewers celebrated their 25th anniversary at American Family Field with an alumni home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder and Ryan Braun. The same two teams do battle today on WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7 with a 6:10 first pitch. Other National League finals, St. Louis blanked San Diego 3-0, Arizona a 1-0 win against Pittsburgh, and the Mets down San Fran 8-1. American League, Cleveland at Kansas City postponed due to weather, Toronto beat Detroit 6-2, the Athletics pounded Houston 15-3, and the Angels got by Seattle 3-2. Interleague, Colorado 6-5 over Baltimore, Cincinnati a 7-2 win against Tampa, the Dodgers over Boston 5-2, the Yankees committed several errors yesterday, and they dropped a game to Philadelphia 12-5. Minnesota 1, Washington nothing. The Shy Sox over the Cubbies 12-5, and Texas an 8-3 win over Atlanta. Our meteorologist Tony Schumacher telling us to expect mostly cloudy conditions, an isolated light shower possible far south and southeast this morning, a bit more sunshine later in the day, warm and sticky with a high of 85. A few clouds, areas of fog and humidity tonight, a low near 67. Sunday, early morning fog and low clouds, then plenty of sunshine turning hot and humid with heat indices reaching 100 in the afternoon, a high temperature of 91. Muggy with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight Sunday night into Monday with a low of 71. Monday, a 30% chance of showers and storms early, partly cloudy, very hot, very humid, heat indices 100 plus in the afternoon on Monday with a high of 94, and mixed skies, warm and humid, but a little cooler on Tuesday, maybe a shower or a storm with a high of 88. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as kitten love dreaming. I'm walking on clouds, I can't understand, love. I missed it holding your hand. I walk my way, and a thousand violins began to play. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, should I wander through this wonderland alone? Now, never knowing my right foot from the left, my head from the glove, I missed it, too much in love. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, should I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from the left, my head from my glove, love, I missed it. Too much in love.
There you go, James. Thanks for hanging out and making us a part of your weekend to get together. Get those little plants in the garden all the water they need. Here's Aaron Tippin. We all got it honest.
Small frame house on an acre lot. It ain't that much different from any other house on the block. And it may not look like we've got all our share of the promise, but at least one thing's for sure, I got it honest. Roll out of the sack every morning, head on down to the mill. Give them all I got for eight, cause that's the deal. If you check out my paycheck, well, you'll see that there ain't that much on it. But every single penny I pay, I got it honest. I've never had to hang my head in shame for putting the price tag on my name. Never turn my back on what I believe or let my heart be ruled by greed. 'Cause buddy, if I
way I can always say I got it honest. Now you ain't looking at some dude that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And I might seem like some kind of lowlife to that highfalutin crowd, but I'm plain spoken, straight talking, and damn proud of what I have accomplished. Some folks appreciate that, some don't, but I got it honest. Now when I die, I may not leave my kids a fortune, but I hope they know that my life's good for the things that were important. Same sturdy old values of my daddy and my mama. It made me every ounce of what I am, and I got it honest. I've never had to hang my head in shame for putting the price tag on my name. Never turn my back on what I believe or let my got it honest. Friend, there ain't no doubt about it, I got it honest.
WRCO.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil & LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil & LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
There's a place for you at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, just outside of Ithaca, Wisconsin. Worship begins every Sunday morning at 11 with thoughtful sermons, heartfelt music, and a church family that welcomes all with open arms. Come as you are and experience the joy of community, faith, and hope. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, rooted in love, growing in grace.
The 22nd annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes, delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric is turning 25, and they're throwing a big party to celebrate. Join them Friday, August 1st from 11 until 2 for food, games, and giveaways at their shop just off Highway 14. Enjoy brats, hot dogs, and Pine River Smokehouse beans served up by the Richland FFA alumni. It's a fun lunchtime celebration with great food and local hospitality. That's Friday, August 1st, 11 until 2 at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Proudly serving the area for 25 years. Help them celebrate.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Shifting gears round that Jersey Turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in this rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, well, I south of Detroit City, pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecue, sign said finger licking. Well, I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I was chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. And the CB rang with the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there, just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCOFM Civic Media
and on Facebook.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 6:30 and time for a news update. The forecast from Tony Schumacher, mostly clouded, isolated showers possible, but they right now are expected to stay south and southeast of our area. Then a bit of sunshine later on, warm and sticky, 85, 67 tonight with areas of fog. We're going to wake up to Sunday morning fog, then plenty of sunshine and remaining hot and humid. Check out this high, 91, and then Monday, a high of 94. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 68 degrees with a little bit of fog moving our way. We have hazy conditions with partly cloudy skies, and we have news on the way next.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero-turner pushmower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Good morning with a look at news on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. A two-vehicle crash in Grant County resulted in serious injuries. Early Thursday morning around 7 a.m., the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash with entrapment on County Highway K near Hilltop Road in Mount Ida Township. An officer from the Wisconsin State Patrol and deputies from the Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene. When officers arrived, they learned Sean Leffler, 46, of Woodman, was traveling southbound on County Highway K. Joseph Freed, 49, of Platteville, was traveling northbound on County K. The preliminary investigation indicated that Leffler crossed the center line and traveled into the northbound lane, which caused the front driver's side of Leffler's vehicle to collide with the front driver's side of Freed's vehicle. Leffler's vehicle then left the roadway and came to rest in the ditch on the west side of the road. Freed was able to maintain control of his vehicle and stopped on the roadway. Joseph Freed was wearing his seatbelt and was uninjured in the crash. Sean Leffler was not wearing a seatbelt and was trapped in his vehicle and had to be extricated by the Fenimore Fire Department. Leffler sustained serious injury and was transported by Fenimore EMS to Grant Regional Health Center and then transferred to UW Hospital in Madison via MedFlight. Traffic on County K was shut down for approximately an hour due to the crash. The Wisconsin State Patrol is handling the investigation. Fenimore Fire Department, Fenimore EMS, Grant County Highway Department, and the Grant County Sheriff's Office all assisted the State Patrol at the scene. According to the State Patrol, Sean Leffler was cited for operating left of center and not wearing a seatbelt. The father of the Abundant Life school shooter in Madison has been bound over for trial. 42-year-old Jeffrey Rupp now is charged with contributing to the delinquency of a child and two counts of providing a dangerous weapon to a person under the age of 18. Rupp now was in court on Thursday for a preliminary hearing. It was December 16th, a year ago, when his 15-year-old daughter shot and killed a teacher and fellow student at Abundant Life before killing herself. Rupp now bought the gun for his daughter that she used in the shooting. His lawyer calls Rupnow's actions normal, saying approximately half of all households have guns. Prosecutors pointed to a text that Rupnow sent days before the shooting, voicing concerns his daughter would shoot him had he not locked the gun safe. However, authorities say he also told his daughter the combination to that safe.
Scenic Bluffs Community Health Centers and Reedsburg Area Medical Center have announced a new partnership dedicated to increasing access to affordable, high-quality dental care in Reedsburg and the surrounding communities. Through the support of Don and Barbara Kerrig and RAMC, renovations are now underway on a dental clinic that will be operated by Scenic Bluffs, slated for opening later this fall. The new dental clinic will be located at RAMC's Professional Services Building, the former Physicians Group Clinic in Reedsburg. This effort reflects both organizations' commitment to eliminating barriers to oral health care and strengthening the region's access to essential services. Scenic Bluffs and Reedsburg Dental Clinic will provide preventative and restorative services, including cleanings, exams, fillings, extractions, and more. Same-day appointments will be available on a limited basis to support patients experiencing dental pain. The clinic will be open Monday through Friday, providing comprehensive dental care to individual families of all ages. Scenic Bluffs accepts most private insurance, Wisconsin Medicaid, Medicare, and serves patients without insurance. Scenic Bluffs also offers a sliding fee discount program called the Healthy Neighbor Plan, which adjusts fees based on income and household size for those who qualify. While home prices remain high, there are some positive trends for potential home buyers in recent months, Jimmy Koska reports.
The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For three of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market.
Jimmy Koska from Civic Media. Plain Fire and EMS's three-day celebration continues today at the Plain Community Park. Festivities today include youth baseball tournaments getting underway at 8 o'clock, the Travis Stanitka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, a beanbag tournament at 1 with registration at noon. The youth softball tournament continues at 3:30 this afternoon. Live music by Sean Shell will be from 4 to 7, and Cherry Pie performs from 8 to 11 tonight. The Beach Luau Parade will step off Sunday at 11 a.m., followed by a chicken barbecue and live music featuring Donnie Razik at 1. There will also be children's activities in the afternoon. Food and refreshments will be available all weekend. And the curtain will once again rise on Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin Summer's musical, Little Shop of Horrors, tonight. Little Shop is a dark comedy considered PG-13 and not recommended for smaller children. The story follows a hapless florist shop worker named Seymour, who raises a plant that feeds on human blood and flesh. Seymour's love interest is Audrey, a pretty girl with a fashion sense that leans towards tackiness. Seymour and Audrey are co-workers at a rundown flower shop owned and operated by the cranky Mr. Mushnick, played by Glenn Dunn. Performances are set for tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 2 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets are available at the door, $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, or $50 for a family pack of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Performances will also be held next weekend, Friday through Sunday, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Our meteorologist Tony Schumacher telling us to expect mostly cloudy conditions, an isolated light shower possible far south and southeast this morning, a bit more sunshine later in the day, warm and sticky with a high of 85. A few clouds, areas of fog and humidity tonight, a low near 67. Sunday, early morning fog and low clouds, then plenty of sunshine turning hot and humid with heat indices reaching 100 in the afternoon, a high temperature of 91. Muggy with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight Sunday night into Monday with a low of 71. Monday, a 30% chance of showers and storms early, partly cloudy, very hot, very humid, heat indices 100 plus in the afternoon on Monday with a high of 94, and mixed skies, warm and humid, but a little cooler on Tuesday, maybe a shower or a storm with a high of 88. Good morning. Time to take a look at sports for your Saturday. Brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. By the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. We had hometown baseball on the radio last night as Mazamani traveled to Cazenovia. Phil Nee was there.
The Mazamani Mustangs picked up a 2-0 victory over the Cazenovia Reds in hometown baseball from Friday night. They scored a couple of runs on wild pitches in the fourth inning, and that's all it would take as the starting pitcher for Mazamani, Jacob Robender, went the distance, striking out four and walking one to get the victory. Aaron Hicks started the game for the Reds, and he worked a total of 3 1/3 innings, giving him three hits, striking out three and walking two. Sammy Clary finished the game, striking out three batters and giving up a couple of base hits. Leading hitters in the game for the Mazamani Mustangs, Hudson Barsness was 2-for-3 with a run scored. Tyler Flammy, 1-for-2, and Deshaun Barsness was 1-for-3. For the Cavs Reds, Isaac Jennings had two hits, 2-for-2. Garrett Jennings, 1-for-2, and Monty Jennings, 1-for-2. We should mention Garrett Jennings had a triple in the sixth inning. The Reds failed to score him after getting a triple with one out and unable to get back with the rally caps on late in the ballgame. As Mazamani wins a nightly game, and they improve in the standings overall now to 6-3, the Cavs Reds fall to 3-4. For Mazamani, they'll begin the Sunday League playoffs with a Northern Section home game against Reedsburg on Sunday. The Cavs Reds have one more game coming up in the Night League. That'll be against the Sauk Prairie next week. Once again, the final score, it was a 2-0 win for the Mazamani Mustangs. Visiting Cazenovia Memorial, two runs, five hits, no errors, and five left on. No runs, four hits, one error, and five left aboard for the Cavs Reds. That's the story from Cazenovia for WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Mead.
The Milwaukee Brewers faced off against the Miami Marlins yesterday at American Family Field, and it was a tough outing for the home team. The Brewers fell to the Marlins 5-1, snapping their momentum and their winning streak despite entering the game with the best record in baseball. Jackson Chirio provided the lone spark for Milwaukee with a solo home run in the fourth inning. The Marlins broke the game open in the seventh with a four-run rally, including a bases-clearing double by Otto Lopez and a sacrifice fly from Liam Hicks. Brewers starter Freddie Peralta took the loss. Miami's Cal Quantrill pitched effectively enough to earn the win. The Brewers celebrated their 25th anniversary at American Family Field with an alumni home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder and Ryan Braun. The same two teams do battle today on WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7 with a 6:10 first pitch.
Other National League finals, St. Louis blanked San Diego 3-0, Arizona a 1-0 win against Pittsburgh, and the Mets down San Fran 8-1. American League, Cleveland at Kansas City postponed due to weather, Toronto beat Detroit 6-2, the Athletics pounded Houston 15-3, and the Angels got by Seattle 3-2. Interleague, Colorado 6-5 over Baltimore, Cincinnati a 7-2 win against Tampa, the Dodgers over Boston 5-2, the Yankees committed several errors yesterday, and they dropped a game to Philadelphia 12-5. Minnesota 1, Washington nothing. The Shy Sox over the Cubbies 12-5, and Texas an 8-3 win over Atlanta.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Nick Kurtz of the Athletics has become the first rookie in Major League Baseball history to hit 4 home runs in a game. He also matched the MLB record with 19 total bases against the Houston Astros on Friday night. Kurtz went deep in the 2nd, 6th, 8th, and 9th innings. He also doubled and singled on his 6-for-6 night to equal Sean Green, who had 4 homers, 6 hits, and 19 total bases for the Los Angeles Dodgers on May 23, 2002 at Milwaukee. It was the 20th 4-homer game in Major League Baseball history and the 2nd this season. Arizona's Eugenio Suarez did it on April 26 against Atlanta. Hundreds of Aramark workers at Fenway Park are on strike and planning to stay out for all of the homestand between the Red Sox and the Dodgers starting last night. Concession workers had set a deadline of noon on Friday for an agreement with the local 26 chapter of the Massachusetts and Rhode Island Hotel, Casino, Airport, and Food Services Workers Union. They want better pay and protection against technology changes. Union officials ask fans attending the homestand to support the food and beer workers by not buying anything inside Fenway. Jazz Chisholm Jr. criticized the attempted suspension of a little leaguer for a bat flip, calling it, quote, ridiculous. The incident involved 12-year-old Marco Rocco from New Jersey, who was ejected for unsportsmanlike behavior after a home run on July 16th. His father, a lawyer, challenged that suspension in court and won. Marco played Thursday for Haddonfield, New Jersey on Thursday and went 0-2. Toronto pitcher Max Scherzer and others have weighed in, with Scherzer supporting emotional displays in the game. Baseball has increasingly embraced emotion, with notable moments like Jose Bautista's 2015 bat flip gaining national attention. The New York Yankees have acquired third baseman Ryan McMahon from the Colorado Rockies, giving them a veteran at a position of need as they try to stop their slide down the AL East. The Yankees send pitching prospects Josh Gross and Griffin Herring to Colorado. The 30-year-old McMahon, an all-star a year ago, is hitting .217 with 16 home runs and 35 runs knocked in for last place Colorado. His 127 strikeouts this season led the National League entering play yesterday. He's owed about $36.2 million from the remainder of a $70 million six-year contract, which runs through 2027. And the NFL is fining about 100 players and 24 club employees for violating league policy by selling Super Bowl tickets for above face value. A person with knowledge of the details told the Associated Press. Now, that person spoke on the condition of anonymity because of an ongoing investigation. They said the players who resold their tickets will have to pay a fine of 1.5 times the face value they paid. They also won't be permitted to buy tickets for the next 2 Super Bowls unless they are playing in the game. Club employees who violated the policy will be fined 2 times face value. That's a check of sports. I'm Adam Hess.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating,
your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
It's going out to Christy today. Thanks for joining us. Christy, Sunnyside, downtown Richland Center. You need a coffee, a cookie, something sweet, or a great breakfast? You know where to head. Christy, Sunnyside. Tell them, you want the wannabe baker to make something up for him just right as well. 6:52, we're working towards your 7 o'clock update from ABC. Hey, Zoggy, thanks for hanging out today. We appreciate it. Here's one for you. It's Bobby Goldsboro on your weekend wake up.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your driving picture show. I'll stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, biding my time and watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box. That's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years, I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that, I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane. I got my own rainbow, and we're we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on Daddy's shoulders, off to bed, old sleepyhead, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read, a teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, Mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
WRCO.
Mark your calendars. It's the annual Southwest Wisconsin Two-Cylinder Club Tractor Show, happening August 2nd and 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. near Boscobel. See classic tractors, trucks, and implements, plus live field demonstrations of corn, old-time equipment, and more. Bring the entire family for food, flea market finds, and kids' activities. Admission is free at 17804 Prairie Du Bay Road, just off Highway 133. For more information, 485-1623.
National Night Out 2025 will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds this year, Tuesday night, August 5th, from 5 to 8 p.m. National Night Out is an event that happens every year on the first Tuesday of August, promoting community partnerships with police, fire, and first responders. There will be a canine 5K and a chance to meet our area canine officers, Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron. We're going to have food, live music, bouncy houses, first responder vehicle demos, vendor booths for our local organizations, and fun for the whole family. And Town Taxi will provide transportation options for those who wish to attend, including a shuttle bus for small groups and our wheelchair accessible vans, giving anyone the opportunity to attend National Night Out 2025. For additional information, find the event on Facebook, check out the Richland Center Police Department, Richland Center Fire Department, EMS, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and for transportation arrangements, call Town Taxi 647-3114. National Night Out 2025 at the Richland County Fairgrounds, August 5th, 5 to 8 p.m.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Cool down and power up with the July red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Get the perfect air, high velocity fan to beat the summer heat, and the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0 for your garden. Plus, save on grills. Get free assembly and delivery with purchase over $3.99 and stack up on name brand tools and insect control. From indoors to outdoors, Walsh's Ace has it all. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The 22nd annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace.
That sounds like a pretty fun deal right there, eh? We're about 3 minutes away from a news update. Comes your way at the top of the hour from ABC. Right now, it's Don Williams on your wake up.
I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light. It must must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can try